I want to start off this morning and share with you a very interesting story that happened one time in my life. When I was working up at Word of Life Island, I worked there for 9 years, did a lot of different things. Everything from managing staff, being a counselor, being a food prep supervisor. And this particular year was my last year as a student, and I was what's called a unit leader. I was over, spiritually, I was over, I think it was like 10 students, and underneath them they had STC workers as well. And so, and I would be kind of like a pastor to these 10 students who had people underneath them, and just really try to keep things real, try to keep it focused on, you know, using this as a mentor opportunity. It was a big discipleship program is what it was. Well, we, as a team, as a leadership team, we grew extremely close that summer. And so I got excited, and when I get excited, I kind of start shooting out all these ideas and everything. And I came up with this plan. I was like, you know, we need to do whitewater rafting. So I put together whitewater rafting, but we weren't going to rent out anybody. We weren't going to go to a whitewater rafting company. No. We're going to take our own canoes, and we're going to go whitewater rafting. And that was exciting. Okay, so we, let's see, there was three in one boat, two, and then two. So it's five, seven. There are seven of us that went. That morning, we should have known better by the way the morning started. Our leader, Ed Choi, had made a decision to ask his girlfriend to marry him that day. And it happened to be her birthday as well. So we went out to breakfast at this place called the General Store. And we went there, and it was intimate and stuff like that. And so I was like, let's go canoeing, you know, like enough of this mushy-jushy stuff. Let's just get, you know, let's get white water rafting down the river. So we got in a car, and I was kind of leery about the way that we tied the canoes onto our car. I thought maybe it was illegal is really what I was thinking. But we went through with it. So the truck ahead of us, is part of our caravan. The truck ahead of us, this guy's named Craig Sporsick. He really was like, he's just one of those over the top, you know, nature guy. Everything's got to be done a certain set way. And so he was gone. He's like, we got to go canoeing. Got in the van and go. Well, he got pulled over up the road. My car ran out of gas right where he was getting pulled over. He was pulled over right behind the cop. And I'm like, oh, isn't this convenient? He's probably thinking I'm double teaming him. He's going to look back and be like, hey, man, you're not supposed to tie canoes like that on your car. It wasn't like it was sideways or anything. I just was questioning it, that's all. This is a really large canoe. You know, it was a very small car. So we pulled up right behind the cop. I'm like, I'm already getting out all my license, insurance, and registration. I'm like, this is it. Ended up, cop came back, and he's like, may I help you? And I was like, we just ran out of gas. He's just like, oh, boy, this is going to be a long day for you. And I'm like, well, in hindsight, he never knew what he was saying. But anyways, so we get the canoe, we get the car filled up, we go off, and we thought we knew where the river was. Get halfway there, and like the guy in front of us, Craig, he's freaking out. He's like, where is this place? And I'm like, I think it's right up the road. And he goes, you think or do you know? I'm like, now I'm starting to question myself. I don't know. And he's like, you're heading up this trip. And I'm like, I was told it's right up the road. Well, we all doubted ourselves. We stopped and we turned around and we went all the way back in town to go buy a map. We bought a map and we found out that the hill that we turned around on is, if we would have went over the hill, we would have saw the river. This is no indication of how ministry is run today in this church. Let me remind you, okay? So we finally get to the launch site. And we're just all excited. We're going canoeing. We're going whitewater rafting. We're getting everything out. And a team went and put down a vehicle at where we're going to pull out of the river at. So that way we get out. A couple comes up, gets all our vehicles, comes back down. We pick up our canoes. Well, we left our paddles all in that drop vehicle on the other side. So we got all the canoes out, got all the life vests on. We're like, what do we do now? Are we going to do this with our hands? And I was like, where's the paddles? Well, it's in the truck. Where's the truck? It's down the river. I'm like, are you kidding me? Now, there was seven of us, and mind you, one of them was my boss. I was not the only one saying, are you kidding me? I was saying it internally. Oh, geez, missed that one up, you know. So we ended up getting into the river like 2 hours late. We had 8 miles to paddle downriver. I didn't know how long that took, but we're 2 hours later than what we thought we were going to do it. So I was like, we'll just pedal faster. So we get the paddles up there. Oh, on the way back of the paddles, they got stuck behind this like garbage truck. And like all this like garbage juice was just flowing onto their windshield. They weren't happy about that either. Finally got in the water and we're all, everything just wiped away. We were just like, this is it. I mean, we got in the river. We practiced like tipping over and getting back in and tipping over and getting back in. And we had all these signs for one another. And we're excited. And so we're paddling down the river. And we come to our first real set of rapids, like real set. I mean, white caps, rushing river. And we are all saying, you know, hey, when you get into these, just plow forward. That was the thing, man. You know, whatever it is, just dig deep and just start pumping. So me and my friend Joe, who's been with us on a couple of ministry trips here at Bethel with me, and he's also coming back tonight, by the way. Joe and I, we're together, and we're just like diddly happy. Well, we didn't know that in canoes, center of gravity is an issue. And having a high center of gravity. We had a really nice canoe. It was a $1,500 canoe. Trust me, I found out how much it was. It was a high dollar canoe, and it had these like little pads underneath our feet. And I was like, wow, this is a nice canoe. It's got pads underneath your feet. I didn't know that you're supposed to actually kneel in them and get your center of gravity low. I just thought they were really nice foot pads. We go into the whitewater rapid. Instantly, we dumped that thing. It was sideways. And they tell you not to have the canoe, when it's tipped over, go across the river. Because it ends up being like a big sailboat then. All the river, all the water just fills into that thing. And it got stuck on a rock and wrapped around it. I've never seen a canoe wrap. Like a twist wrap, like what you get like at a sandwich. And wrapped around like a burrito. And all the gunnels, I didn't even know what gunnels were until after this happened. I learned so much on this trip. All the gunnels broke off. So Craig, he comes paddling over. He's like, you don't know what you're doing. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, we need to stop now. And I'm like, we're out in the middle of nowhere, man. I mean, like, we were in the middle of nowhere. There wasn't, like, going back upstream. And we weren't just going to go traverse the mountain back to our cars. I was like, we got to finish this out. And so ended up, our canoe was a really nice canoe. Even though the gunnels were broke, the hull wasn't jeopardized. And so Joe and I were able to get back into the canoe and paddle. We just wasn't as sturdy as it was before. We found out what those knee things are, so we got low in them and everything. So we went further down with the expectation that the first sign of civilization, we would get out and end the trip. So we're all going along and getting a little bit more confidence. And the first opportunity comes by and we're like, do we really need to? We got the hang of it now. Joe and I actually had become experts in falling out of a canoe. When we follow the canoe, we get it going straight down river. We found that you're not supposed to do head first. We went feet first. We're riding the thing, you know, like it's a grocery cart. It was awesome. So everybody's like, yeah, let's just keep going. So we all decided to keep going. So we get to this part, and there's just like this American flag by the river. I mean, this pole and American flag. And like, I was like, what? I mean, it just seems so out of place. It was cool, but it was out of place. I'm like, so we stopped and we went over to the American flag, and we're just looking at it. And then all of a sudden, we hear this, but like, it was more than one dog. It was like, and I was like, we see two German shepherds barreling down the hill at us. And I don't know why it always happened to me and Joe, but Joe and I, we just like, ah! And we went and like, we didn't like kindly get into our canoe. I mean, we leapt into our canoe, holding it like this and kicking with our feet trying to get out of there. We get out just far enough that we think that we can outswim the dogs. We get into our canoe, and we realize that we chucked our paddles into the water, and they're now downriver. We are literally up a stream without a paddle. Fortunately enough, Captain Craig paddled quickly downriver, got our paddles, brought them back to us. Thank you, Craig. He just gave me the look. I'm like, what? We got better. I mean, the day went on. We hit some more rapids, and we got into this thing where we would, like, shoot through some holes and then, like, paddle back upstream and then go right back through the water. So we actually started getting really pretty decent. The sun's going down. We're ending our course, and we get to the biggest rapid that we've experienced. I mean, this thing has to be, like, a half mile long. I mean, as far as you could see, you just see those white caps. And for me and Joe, we're like, yeah. Craig was a little worried. And my friend Ed and stuff like that, they're just rolling with it. We're just all having fun. So we see Ed and Laura go, who recently just got engaged. They're heading down, and weirdest thing happened. I actually see their canoe go up on end and then roll a couple of times and then snap, like literally snap. And I'm like, oh, boy. Ed shoots off. Ed starts doing like the, this is my woman, she will not die in my care maneuver. One hand in it to the shore. Craig actually makes it good because he knows what he's doing. I didn't even have to see him. I know what he was thinking already. Then comes Joe and I, and we're like, dun-dun-dun-dun, and we, within 2 seconds, our canoe flipped both. That was actually our plan at this point in time. We're like, let's flip the canoe, let's see how far we can get. So we got our canoe flipped, and we're riding down. I'm like, what is that thing up there? Ends up being the other canoe completely wrapped around a rock again. Ew. We have to fix that. And Joe and I, like, we got Ed and Laura, who's going off into the woods now to go save their life, I guess. We have the other canoe with three people. They're actually made it to shore safely. And then there's Joe and I. And we get the big idea that we need to save the broken canoe. So we flip our canoe back over. We get back in it. We go downstream. I jump out. I get to the canoe. Joe just blows past the whole thing. And then from then was just like his one-man army purpose to try to do upstream by himself. I mean, he's just like, rah! You know, he's like, it's just weird seeing a canoe go upstream because it goes back and then goes forward and goes back and then forward. So, and I'm like, yo, Joe, rock on, man, you can do this. And I look at the canoe that I'm holding. I'm like, oh, this is broken. Like, why am I even out in the middle of the river with this? Well, I decide to, I'm going to carry the canoe back. So I get in front of the canoe and it's going against the river, but I'm holding it like this. And I'm actually like at a really extreme angle. I realize how the river never stops. Just because you're in the middle of it. It just kept coming and wouldn't stop. And so, like, I'm, like, doing these power lunges and going over the side, doing these power lunges and moving it over the side. And I'm really thinking, man, I should just let this thing go. But I don't, so I don't get there. Joe makes it back to shore. Everybody's back to shore. And all of a sudden, I was like, man, the water current is moving pretty freely. And I think about a second. I go, oh, no. My swim trunks... they were ripped right around. So I'm just, this is where I'm at in the water, right here. They're like, Mike, come on out. And I'm like, it's getting dark, we gotta go. I'm just like, I'm fine. Finally, one of my friends says, you all right? I'm like, I need something. I need like a blanket or something. I've got to tell you guys this, but the first time we flipped the canoe over, all my stuff went in the river. I never found it again. The only thing someone had was a tank top. So I put the tank top on. It was size small. I pretty much looked away then that I do now. Someone said, "Hey, you can use my fleece." So I tied this fleece around my waist. That was quite the sight. And my friends never let me down from that. So we go in, and we have, I think it was like a half mile, we hiked into town. We found these railroad tracks, and we hiked into the town that we were actually planning on getting out of anyways. And we get out, and like, you really realize how loud the river was, because now when we're in the town and it's all quiet, you're just like, this feels awkward. We have two broken canoes on our shoulders, and this really large man with a very tight tank top and a fleece tied around his waist. There's nowhere to sit. We just sat on the bridge where there was a stop sign, and all these cars came up, looked at us, and then kept going by. Car gets there. We get all our drop cars there. And I'm like, man, let's go out for pizza. A couple of my friends are like, no, Mike, I'm not doing anything with you ever again. Party pooper. So we went out and had pizza, and we talked about it for a long time. Ed, the guy who, like, one-armed his girlfriend to the shore, actually got poison ivy on both of his legs. Wasn't so excited about that trip. Whenever I bring it up, he's just like, let's not talk about that trip. Kyle, I got another, Joe and Kyle, we love talking about it because it was like this big epic adventure. I share this story with you for this reason. Here's the question. Have you ever done something and the whole time you're thinking, I probably shouldn't be doing this? Have you ever done something and the whole time you're thinking, I probably shouldn't be doing this? One of my teachers, who I asked for advice on which river to white water and everything, he told me after, he's like, dude, I told you to make sure you get the inflatable things that go inside the canoe. I'm like, no, you didn't. He's like, I know I did. He goes, I would never send you on a white water trap without getting the inflatable things. I was like, you never told me anything about inflatable things. I think I would have remembered that. So there's a battle. But here's the main point. There were multiple times during that trip that I thought to myself, we should probably stop this. We shouldn't go any further. I did think that many times. Why is that? Why does there seem to be a short circuit between your brain and your hands? Probably shouldn't be doing this, but I'm doing it anyways. Why does there seem to be a short circuit between your brain and your feet? Why is there a short circuit between your brain and your torso? I just thought I'd throw that in there because I like to say torso.